and a half, if such a space unit makes any sense in English, in which the three of us lived, had a pocket floor, and my mother strongly objected to the man in her family, me in particular, walking around with our socks on. She insisted on us wearing shoes or slippers at all times. Admonishing me about this matter, she would evoke an old Russian superstition. It's an ill omen, she would say. It may bode a death in the family. Of course, it might be that she simply regarded this habit as an uncivilized, as plain bad manners. Men's feet smell, and there was the deodorant era. Yet I thought that indeed one could easily slip or fall on a polished parquet, especially if one wore woolen socks, and that if one were old and frail, the consequences could be disastrous. The parquet's affinity with wood, earth, etc., thus extended in my mind to any ground under the feet of our close and distant relatives who lived in the same town. No matter that the distance, it was the same ground. Even living in the other side of the river, where I would subsequently rent an apartment or a room of my own, didn't constitute an excuse, for there were too many rivers and canals in that town. And although some of them were deep enough for the passage of seagoing ships, death, I thought, would find them shallow, or else in its standard underground fashion, it could creep across under their bottoms.